Second Timothy, the first chapter. Second Timothy, the first chapter. I don't know what all I'll get out. Him gets ahead. I'll try to honor him. Here is there's a lot the Lord put on my heart. And while I was studying, I've told the Lord, I said, I'll never get all that done. I'll never get all that said. And it may take us a couple of weeks to get all that's on my heart out. But we'll try to honor him. If he helps me today and I can get it all out, that'll be all right. But if not, we'll go from there. Second Timothy, first chapter, starting down in verse 13. Paul is writing to Timothy and he says, hold fast. I want to just stop there a minute. Paul is telling Timothy, hold fast. Hold fast those things that you've heard. Those things that you know are true. Those things that are right. Those things that you know in the Lord. He is saying, Timothy, I want you to hold fast. I believe that's what God is trying to say to us all in these days. In the preaching last week. In the Sunday school lesson today. I believe the Lord is saying, folk, I want you to hold fast. Stay true to God and the things of the Lord. He said, hold fast the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me, in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep thou the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. He is saying God has entrusted some things unto you, Timothy. God has entrusted salvation. God has entrusted unto you service. He says, Timothy, keep that that God's committed unto you. Hold it fast. Make it a priority of your life. And then he says, this thou knowest, that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me, of whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes. The Lord give mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus, for he oft refreshed thee and was not ashamed of my chain. But when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently and found me. The Lord grant unto him that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day. And in how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus, thou knowest very well. First one of chapter 2. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. The things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commitment to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of his life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if the man also strive for masteries, then is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. I'll stop reading there. That is what the Lord has impressed on my heart for today. The Apostle Paul has meant so much to this young preacher Timothy. He has been an anchor to Timothy, encouraging him to serve the Lord. As a matter of fact, Paul calls him my son. Not that he was the physical father of Timothy, but in the Lord, serving God, Paul is like Timothy's father. But now so much has changed in both of their lives. Paul is under arrest in Rome, facing before long death at the hands of Nero. Timothy is pastoring the church in Ephesus. And while he's there, he ends up a lot of conflicts, has a lot of difficulties in his life. As a matter of fact, Timothy was a timid young man. Also, Timothy had some physical problems that he dealt with. And you know as well as I, physical problems can and do affect us spiritually. When you feel bad, when you hurt, it is often hard to be on top spiritually. And then you know, as well as I do, that we face an enemy that likes to kick you when you're down, when you're hurting. He will attack us, desiring to drain the spiritual strength out of our lives. So Paul writes to Timothy, telling him, hold fast that which was committed to you. Keep the idea of guarding it. And then he goes on and he says, what you've heard, share it with others. Paul encourages him, fight the good fight of faith. be a good soldier in the Lord's service. Give God your best. Give God your all. Be faithful in all things. Paul uses several analogies. Paul talks about being a good soldier. Paul then talks about also being a dedicated athlete. Paul also describes a faithful farmer. And he says, Timothy, be like that spiritually in your life. But how do we go about it? How is it that we handle life and all it brings on us? I find here Paul's challenge to Timothy. Timothy, I want you to carry on. I may be in prison. I may not be able to be there with you. I may not be around much longer to help you. But Timothy, I want you to carry on for God, serving Him with all your heart and all your strength. So I want to talk about finding the strength to carry on. Finding the strength to carry on. Notice with me. First of all, I want to remind us that life is difficult. Somebody's probably saying, preacher, why don't you tell us something we don't know? We all know that life is difficult. The Lord never said anywhere at any time that this life would be easy. He never said that. Being honest with us, there are no guarantees of financial stability. There is no assurance of healthy bodies. There is no promise of easy living. Life is difficult. There is nothing promised us that says you'll never have sorrows. You'll never have problems. You'll never be sick. You'll never face trials. But God does tell us that the rain falls on the just and the unjust. There are times life is difficult. Paul doesn't shelter Timothy from that reality. There are at times disappointing circumstances. There are times that things happen different than we hoped or planned. There are times things don't work out like we wanted them to work out. The Apostle Paul had desired to go to Rome. That had been a longing in his heart for a long time. I guarantee you, Paul didn't think that the way he got through Rome would be as a prisoner. Paul never thought that he would be under arrest. That's how he would get to Rome. But that's how it worked out. You see, Paul realized he was a bond slave of Jesus Christ. The thing about bond slaves is this. They have the rights of their own. But they're subject to their master. We are slaves of Jesus Christ. Paul said to the church in Corinth, we are not our own. We've been bought with a price. Therefore, he said, glorify God in your bodies. Because they're His. I want to tell you, there are times that there are disappointing circumstances in life. I have wanted things, desired things, so bad I could taste it. But God said no. Sometimes life's difficult because of disappointing circumstances. And then there are discouraging people. Back in the first chapter, Paul made the statement, verse 15, since thou knowest that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me, of whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes. I don't know who those two are. Bible doesn't tell us who they were other than their names. But Paul said, they've forsaken me. Paul is saying they have turned their back on me. I don't know all the circumstances of the situation. But don't you know it hurt the heart of the Apostle Paul? I'm honest with you, it hurts when people you know turn against you. It hurts when people you love turn away from you. Sometimes it's family. Sometimes it's friends. Sometimes it's a co-worker. And you thought you could count on them. But you couldn't. Because they disappointed you in life. But then there are just difficult situations. Things that come on our lives as a result of sickness or pain, suffering, physical issues of life. Sometimes in life, you just grow weary of dealing with pain and hurting. Sometimes you just grow weary dealing with burdens on your life. People that have physical disabilities. I guarantee you, at times they think, oh, I long for the day I'll never have to deal with this again. Paul's being honest with Timothy. Timothy's life is difficult. There are people that make it so. There are problems that cause it to be hard. But I am so thankful. Paul didn't stop there. Because Paul not only said, life is difficult, but he started in the next chapter by saying, grace is available. He says, Timothy, therefore, thy son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Paul said, Timothy, life is tough. Timothy, sometimes people hurt you deeply. Timothy, there will be people that will turn away from you. Timothy, there will be sickness you'll encounter, problems you'll face, sorrows and heartaches. But Timothy, there's always going to be grace available for it all. I am so thankful that God says to you and I, realize making it through the difficult life isn't found in your ability. It isn't found in your strength to suck up and say, I'm tough out. I'll just pull myself up and I'll get by. Paul says it's not in you at all, Timothy. But you're going to make it through the grace of God. It's how you're going to get by. It's how you're going to survive. I never imagined when I came back to St. John 10 years ago, I never imagined things that have happened in lives. I have watched people get cancers and suffer with treatments and seen people die. I've watched others have injuries and hurt and suffer physically. Over the last few years, we've watched it over and over and over again. I've seen families have hurts. I've seen husbands and wives have difficulties. I've seen moms and dads weeping tears over family. But here we are. Preacher, how'd we get to where we are? By the grace of God. By the strength of God's grace. That's how Holly is getting through treatments in cancer. That's how Henry is getting through cancer treatments. It's how Kevin is getting through cancer surgeries and treatments. It's by the grace of God. I'm glad we can find strength for life just to carry on by the grace of God. Paul is telling Timothy, Timothy, it isn't in your ability and power, but by the grace of God, you can press on. By the grace of God, you can keep serving the Lord. Think about Ken. If I didn't know their family would be here today. But I think about what they just went through by the grace of God in the strength of the Lord. And then Jan testified a while ago about how God had helped through Chris's passing. And I think about Christopher and Danielle back here. Think about Olin, Jan. Say God drew it by the grace of God. I want to tell you, that's how we're going to get through this whole world. This world is growing more wicked and more violent. This world is getting worse and worse by the moment. We may be tempted to say, Lord, how are we going to be able to carry on till you come get us? By being strong in the grace of God. Finding our strength by grace. Adam taught it a while ago in the Sunday school lesson. Ephesians 6:10. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. 2 Corinthians 9:8. Paul says, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. He said, God is able to make all grace available for you. You say, preacher, can I stockpile the grace of God? Can I hide it somewhere in my life and so that when something hits me, I can go to that, pull out some grace? Grace doesn't work that way. God gives you grace when you need it. I can know that His grace is sufficient, but He'll give it to me right where I need it. I've seen people in some of the most difficult situations of life. Things that I thought to myself had been me, I'd have fell apart. But I saw them by the grace of God. Hold their head high. So they may weep and cry. They were able to carry on by the grace of God. Folk, I don't know what all we may face this year. I never thought on January 1 we'd be facing a death in her church family. Ever imagined in 2 weeks we'd be facing another. I don't know what's around the corner. I don't know what's out there for any of us. I do know the grace of God will get us through it all. As we lean on Him. As we trust Him. Step by step. And day by day. I told you I'd never get through all of it. That's just the first part. With the Lord's help, if He'll let me come back with it next time, I want to look at the other verses I read in chapter 2 about being a good soldier, about being a dedicated athlete, about being a faithful farmer for the Lord. So God lets us all sure be back with it again. But I got up this morning talking with the Lord in my heart. I said, God, I don't know that I can get through all of that. And He said, just do this. And I still even questioned Him, Lord, are You sure that's all? And He said, just do this. I wanted to realize again, life's difficult. But by the grace of God, they can get through it all. I'm glad He's got all grace for us. All grace. We'll never push God's grace to the limits. We'll never get to the place God says, I just don't have any more grace to give you. My dad used to preach a message years ago. Preached it all around. I wouldn't be surprised but what he preached it here in years past. Preached a message on the abundant storehouse of God's grace. I want to tell you, God has grace for you today. Whatever you're dealing with, somebody may be saying, preacher, life has just got so hard. Seemed like when the calendar turned, things begin to change and they're just not right now. Maybe a physical thing, a family thing, and it may be a financial thing. God is saying you can get through it by the grace of God. Brother David, would you give us a song? And could we stand? I appreciate the beating heart already. God's touching your heart. I'd find myself a spot in an altar and say, God, I just need grace to deal with what I'm dealing with and what I'm facing. Lord, please help me and touch me that I might be able to carry on for You while we sing.
Page 203. Make a great sense.